各位弟兄姊妹大家好。
Greeting to you all。
很高兴能够在主爱之家在这里跟大家一起分享主的信息。
It's a pleasure for me to share God's message with all of you in the house of Christ's love。
好，所以我们开始的时候，我们一同的祷告。
So before we begin, let us bow our head and pray。
亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前，求主你自己格外的掌权在我们当中。
And Lord, we come before you. We ask you to reign over us.
求主的圣灵现场运行。
May your Holy Spirit do your work in the midst of us.
你亲自向我们个人说话。
So that you will speak to every single one of us personally.
开启我们的心窍。
To reveal our heart.
回应你自己的话语。
So that our heart can respond to your own words.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，差不多在两年前呢，曾经美国大概做过了这样子的一个调查。
About 2 years ago, America did a survey like this.
他要知道了全美国的美国人呢最喜欢说的谎话是什么？
They would like to find out. The organization would like to find out what is the favorite lie that Americans like to speak about.
经过一个 survey 以后，终于统计出来了。
So after a long survey, finally the result came out.
你们想不想知道结果是吗
？Do you want to know the result of this?
排名前五名的。
About the top five lies people like to say.
不过呢，这个排名前五名的是男人跟女人是有各个的排名，不同的排名的。
However, they find out there are two different rankings. From women versus men.
所以我想知道女人，你可不可以告诉我，你猜一下男人最常说的谎话是什么
？So all the ladies here, would you like to guess what are the top five lies that men like to speak about?
能不能告诉我
？Can you tell me?
薪水
？Salary.
George, you lie to her.
We talk about that.
你说有些女生啊，她其实她听了很多谎话，她到现在都还以为是真的。
Actually, a lot of ladies they heard a lot of lies, and even until this day, they think they are true.
有的时候那个谎话听起来是很舒服的。
And sometimes lies are very sweet.
哇，你好漂亮啊
！Like honey, you're so beautiful.
我好爱你啊！我怎么说
？Oh, I love you so much.
我不是说结了婚，我说有些男生啊，他讲这个，他常常跟不同的人都讲同样的话呢。
Actually, you know, a lot of men just speak such thing words over to every single.
我永远爱你啊
！Oh, I love you so much.
没有。男生常常讲的 top five 其中有一个
Do you know that one of the top five lies that men used to say?
就是啊他迟到了
That is when he was late
然后他说是 traffic
And he said it's caused by traffic
然后说那个你他没有回你的电话
And sometimes if the person didn't respond to your
然后他说 他说那个手机 cell phone 坏掉
And he said well there's a problem with my cell phone
然后这个是男人的
And thisBelongs to men.
哦，那现在我们的在场的gentlemen.
How about the gentlemen here?
你们听过女生最常说的什么 lie 吗
？Do you know what are the top five lies women used to say?
哦，很多人呢、啊、都已经被骗了很久，但是搞不清楚什么真话。
And believe a lot of guys have been fooled for years, and even until now, they have no idea.
当然我们在座的都很诚实，所以你们也不说谎话，也没听过谎话。
Of course, I believe the people who are sitting here, you are all honest bunch. Therefore, you never lie, and you never heard of lies.
在美国，这个女生有一个常常讲的谎话。
And actually, in America, ladies used to like to lie this.
就是啊，他去 shopping 买了东西回来以后，跟家人说好便宜不贵，是 on sale 买的。
And that is when the ladies purchase something from department store, their clothes when they once they arrive home, say, I purchase from when it is on a deep sale.
不贵不贵的，不贵的，很好的。
Really really cheap, good bargain.
所以男生女生的这个前面几名的谎话都不一样。
And therefore, the top five verse of men versus top five of women, they are actually different.
本来就不一样啊。
Of course, they are different.
因为我们是男人，你们是女人嘛。
Because ladies are ladies, men are men.
但是呢，有一件事情是 top number one 的，是一模一样的。
And however, there is one thing that is the top number one item is the same for both men and women.
你想知道是什么吗?
Do you want to know what that is?
就是当人家问你 how are you 的时候。
That is when people greet you say, how are you?
那全美国的 lie 是什么?
And do you know what's the number one lie in America?
是什么?
When people ask
fine.
me,
fine,
I'm fine.
Thank you.
No problem, I'm
and
fine.
You?
Thank you, and you?
这是 standard 的英文嘛。
This is the standard English format.
因为我在学英文的时候，就说这个是标准答案，答跟这个不一样就是错。
And remember when I was learning English, I was learned this is the standard form. That's how you should answer.
那个英文九百句型是 How are you? 就是说 Fine, thank you, and you. 这必须要这样回答的。
This is the standard form how Chinese students learn about English, and that's how we learn.
后来才知道，原来这是全美国的 number one lie.
And then later on, I learned this is the number one lie in America.
因为啊，家家有本难念的经，人生不如意事，十常八九。
Because people are facing difficulties of their own, they are unique.
但是不管男人和女人都不想让人家知道我真实的状况。
And however, no matter men or women, when they face outside, they don't want to expose their own problem.
因为我们不想让自己 look bad.
Because we want to protect ourselves. We don't want people display our own weakness.
因为男人跟女人都 share 同样的堕落的人性，同样的 share the same fallen humanity.
Because we all share the same fallen humility. Humanity.
所以我们今天想跟大家分享一个主题，这个主题看起来本身非常的contradict 的 switch 是不是这样？没关系 ，sorry。
And the theme of today is, it looks like it's like a paradox.
是一个很吊诡的，好像彼此矛盾的这样一个命题。
It seems to be contradicting to each other.
说是大能，软弱的大能。
It talk about power and weakness.
这个软弱就软弱，软弱怎么又会是大能呢
？Vulnerability is it represent weakness, and how can weakness represent power?
那同样的，如果它是大能的话，它怎么可能又是同时又是软弱的呢
？And therefore, if someone is powerful, how can that person be weak?
所以我们今天要跟大家分享一个前面。一个段落就是大能会像软弱。
And therefore, the first topic I would like to speak about is power looks like weakness.
哥林多前书一章十八到十九节。
The First Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 18 to 19.
好，我们中文，我们一起来念一下。
So that's all reading Chinese first.
来，一起来，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙。在我们得救的人却为神的大能如经上所记我要灭绝智慧人的智慧废弃聪明人的聪明
In the same way, let us read in English. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. Let's read together. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written,I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing to the understanding of the prudent.
他说啊，有一个东西一丢出来的时候，啊，就非常的奇怪。
It's talk about if you threw out this topic, some uniqueness will start to show.
他说这个东西一丢出来的时候，将人呢就分成两半。
That is when you threw this facts out.You are going to divide humanity into two categories.
不是男人跟女人，也不是好人跟坏人，也不是老外跟老中。
The division is not whether you're a man or a woman, or you're good or you're bad, or you're Chinese or you're non-Chinese.
这一丢出来的时候呢，对于这个命题的回应的 response 就把人类分成两种，一种叫做灭亡的人，另外一种叫做得救的人。
However, once we threw this particular facts out,We have to, once we face it, it divides humility into two categories. One is the one who is perishing, the other one is who are being saved.
这个道理一丢出来的时候，这个道理就叫做十字架的道理。这当这个十字架的道理在人间显出来的时候，就把人类分成两类的人。
And what is this? This is the teaching of the cross. Once we mention the teaching of the cross, we are going to divide the humanity into two categories.
不是说这个的命题要把人分开，而是人对于这个命题的回应就决定他是怎么样的一个结局的人。
It's not that the cross is going to divide people, but rather human response determine which category they will fall into.
现在在中国也开始流行挂这个十字架。
It has become a fashion in China that people start to wear a cross, a necklace, with a cross.
很多人其实对这个意义其实并不怎么清楚。
And actually, most people have no idea what does it mean.
所以有的人他喜欢，有的人不喜欢，他还并不知道真正的是什么含义。
And a lot of people, even though they are wearing it, they have no idea what does it really represent.
所以呢，有一些是基于一个误解对于这个十字架的了解。
And so some people have some misconception about this, the cross.
曾经有个男孩，这个小孩子呢，数学非常的差。
And there was a boy whose math was horrible.
他的不同的学，他的数学，他家里怎么教他，教他怎么样的用功，他的数学都很差。
And no matter how many tutors and how many effort, their parents has been poured upon him, and he couldn't improve his math ability.
然后又把这个孩子又再换了学校，但是数学还是很差。
So they determined to change the school for this boy. However, the boy still.Did horrible in his math.
终于有一次，他们把这个孩子把他换到了一个学校去。
And finally, they changed this boy to a different school.
这换了以后，一个月之内，这个小孩成为全班数学冠军。
And after the transferring, the boy became the number one in math in that school.
In 1 month.
In 1 month.
所以他的家人非常的惊讶，说问这个孩子说，你是不是 make 这么多的 effort， 还是说你遇到一个很好的老师，你现在怎么数学进步这么快？
So the parents were so surprised, so they start to ask the boy, did you put in a lot of effort? Is it the teacher was so good that helped you to improve?
哦，他这个孩子就讲出来原因了。
And finally, the boy explained the reason.
他说啊，你们把我送到这个 Catholic school， 把送到这个教会学校。那个第一天我进去的时候，哇，我看到那边啊有一个加号，加号上面还定了一个人。
I say, well, that's because originally you sent me to the Catholic school. In the Catholic school, all I see is a plus sign.And on top of the plus sign, there's a person on the plus sign.
他说这个学校是来真的啊。
And he said, this school is
serious.
It's really serious about the math.
哇，所以啊，有的人他对于这个 cross 了解，其实他并不真的了解。
So a lot of people, they don't really understand what does this plus sign or the cross supposed to mean.
也有的人呢，对于这个十字架道理，他觉得接受的话，他会受到他周遭朋友的讥笑的。
And sometimes people will wonder if I accept the understanding about the cross, I'm going to be ridiculed by the people around me.
在一些穆斯林的国家或者在一些的集权国家，如果你在国内是干部，那你如果公开讲我是信耶稣的，那马上就遇见难处。
And if you go to certain country, especially Muslim country, if you are some government official and you declare you are a Christian, you will put yourself in trouble.
所以他会遇见逼迫，所以人家对这个的也不愿意接受。
Because the consequence of accepting it will lead to persecution.
但是更进一步最重要的部分，这个十字架是当你接受的时候，你就要 deny yourself.
However, the core value of the cross is that once you accept this cross, you need to deny yourself.
因为你不再能够靠自己。
Because you no longer can depend on yourself.
并且接受一个上帝要来拯救人，居然被人给解决掉了，这样一个道理实在是荒唐荒谬。
Because the story is about God trying to solve man's problem, and at the end he was being executed by man. It's a very, it seems to be a very foolish story.
这就又不是一个君权领袖。
And he is not a military leader.
但是同时又没有开过任何的学校。
And he hasn't started any school.
也不是一个政治领袖。
And he wasn't a politician.
要我们去信服一个跟从，我们通常希望能够跟的人一定很不得了，一定 outstanding， 因为他有很大的 power， 很大的权势，跟着他有好日子过的。
And the teaching is ask us to submit to this person. And yet,All of us want to submit to someone who is in high power, in high honor.
所以就要信仰一个上帝变成人又被人 kill， 这又死了，这样的信仰觉得实在是很 foolish.
And now we are being asked to believe in something that God become man and then later on be killed by man. It seems to be a very foolish belief.
但是在那得救的人看这个道理却是另外一种的看法。
And however, to those of us who have been saved, we view this totally in a totally different way.
说这个宇宙的问题，那个公义圣洁怎么来解决，来惩罚所有犯罪的，这个事情一定要做成。
To those who accept this, realize that there is such thing as righteousness, and the punishment must come to those who are in unrighteousness.
但是同时上帝的慈爱，无条件的慈爱，又必须也是如此的同时存在。
And however, the existence of God'sultimate love and mercy must exist as well.
我们的一般的人看到的好人，就是看到的很多都是老好人。
And what we see, we usually see some good old man.
A nice guy.
Nice guy. Just merely a nice guy.
但是他对很多的是非善恶，他又不愿意表达。
And however, those people usually don't want to stand out and to stand firmly about what he stands for regarding to right and wrong in gray area issues.
同时我们也看到有一些人，他非常的黑白分明。
And sometimes we also see some people who is very sharp and will stand firm on several issues.
但是他对人的体谅又是这么的冷酷。
And yet we see that they have a lack of passion and mercy towards others.
那到底有没有可能这两种人变成在一个人身上出现？
So can we find out those two extremes into one? Can we find out there is one person can...represent both sides.
所以在十字架的道理上面发现上帝全然的圣洁公义的要求，以及他全然的慈爱跟无条件的爱，居然就在十字架上面成就了。
And however, we realize such thing can be manifest on the cross. On one hand, we see the ultimate mercy and love. On the other, we see the ultimate righteousness being revealed.
所以我们会赞叹说，这是上帝奇妙的大智慧。
And therefore, we utter and astonish. This is truly the wisdom of our mighty God.
所以这十字架的道理一抛出来的时候，有的人认为这是愚拙，另外的一群人觉得这是上帝的大能。
And therefore, once we talk about cross, some people might think this is foolish. However, the other think this is the ultimate wisdom.
结果那个看起来最软弱，他不抵抗的，被人羞辱的这个人，居然是最 powerful 人类的解答。
And sometimes we see the figure seems to so vulnerable and so weak, and yet it solved the biggest problem of mankind.
就是上帝就要用这个，他说我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
It is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring nothing the understanding of the prudent.
好，接着在哥林多前书一章二十四到二十九节，这里讲到另外一种人。
And then we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 to 29. We talk about the other type of people.
这些叫做蒙召的人，
and those people are considered being called.
的不管是犹太人、希腊人，
both Jews and Greeks.
他说基督总为神的能力、神的智慧，
Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
哎，对不起。哎 ，sorry。好，这个好。这里说啊， 上帝所征召的人啊，
It talk about who are called by God，
都会认出来神的智慧总比神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
They recognize the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
有一群啊，中间挑了一个最强壮、最年轻、最力壮的人。
In a group, they elect one person who is the biggest and strongest.
这个出来以后呢，他就挑战另外一群。
So once this person being elect, he came out and challenged the other group.
他说，出来，跟我比划比划。
He came and challenged the other group, say, come, just find a person, come out to fight me.
就另外一个 group 就挑一个最弱最小的来跟他比划。
And the other group elect a person who is the weakest and the smallest. And the person came forward to challenge him.To face the challenge.
原来第一个 group 是蚂蚁。
And actually, they found out the first group are ants.
找了一个最强壮的蚂蚁出来了。
So ants, they elect the strongest ant.
他说我是 Poughkeepsie 里面 number one.
And the ant proclaimed, the ant is the strongest ant in Poughkeepsie area.
另外一个 group 是大象。
And the other group is elephants.
他是 Poughkeepsie 里面最弱的一个大象。
And that happened to be the weakest and smallest elephant in Poughkeepsie.
所以这两个，他说一个最弱的大象也比你最强的蚂蚁强嘛。
Even the weakest elephant is going to be much stronger than the strongest ant.
所以他就接下来讲，他说弟兄们呐，可见你们蒙召的。
And that's why the Scripture continue on. For you see your calling, brothers.
按照肉体说，
that not many wise according to flesh.
按照肉体说，有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
Not many mighty, not many noble are called.
这段圣经呢，在 IBM Town 很难说的，你知道吗
？It's very hard to deliver this message in IBM Town.
我如果在别的地方，我做今天早上在200人的聚会里面。
This morning I just preach in a congregation of 200.
我说我现在做个统计。
And then I ask the audience and say I'm going to do a survey.
你们中间有智慧的请举手。
Those of you who think you are wise, please raise your hand.
有能力的请举手。
If you think you are capable, please raise your hand.
有尊贵的请举手。
Whoever are noble, please raise your hand.
哦，当然200人没有一个人敢举手。
And among the 200, none of them are dare to raise their hand.
哦，他们都是在那边很辛苦的移民啊。
Because they are all new immigrants.
可是如果在座的。
And however, when I come to this place,
你能够来到 IBM 这个地方一定是千挑 百选的 elite。
Because if you're able to get into IBM, you must be an elite.
不过我还是问一下。
However, I still want to ask.
我们自问有智慧的请举下手。
Those of you who consider you're wise or intellectual, please raise your hand.
有能力的请举手。
If you think you're mighty, raise your hand.
有尊贵的请举手。
If you think you're noble, please raise your hand.
其实你们是有了，你们很谦卑，不好意思举手。
Yeah, actually, I believe you are one of those categories.
并且你们也
you're humble.
同时你们其实也很聪明。
And actually, you are very smart too.
我才不会那么傻，在这种情况之下举手。
Because you are not foolish enough to raise your hand.
因为
in a situation like this.
因为圣经说他有智慧的不多，有尊贵不多，有能力不多。你在这个时候举手干什么啊
？Because the scripture just say not many are mighty, not many are noble, so no one dare to raise their hand.Under the situation like this.
但是圣经上面告诉我们呢，上帝的百姓里面有尊贵的，其实也有能力的，但是不多。
And actually, the scripture said, indeed, they are noble and mighty among
some,
the called.
Yeah, 是有的智慧、有能力的、
Now,
有尊贵的。
However, they are not many.
但是不多。
However, they are not many.
也就是说上帝呢他 广开他的恩门很多普通人都可以进来
And that is God opened his gate of mercy open wide and everyone can come in
你觉得奇怪不奇怪
Don't you think it's strange?
我想请问你你进 IBM 你至少要有哪些 qualification
I believe if you are able to work for IBM, you must been through several qualifications.
那我不提 IBM 好了。
So let us not mention IBM.
那我提 Microsoft 好了。
How about Microsoft?
我现在请问你 ，Bill Gates， 他要请他的高级的经理，他会问是，他会选择哪些学校毕业的
？Let me ask you, if Bill Gates is trying to hire some managers, would you think he will ask for their education backgrounds?
你想他会挑最 favor 有哪几个学校呢
？Do you know? Do you think he has some favors in mind for the different schools?
他会不会说我 Microsoft 现在请这些人 ？As such,
would you imagine he will say, Microsoft right now will hire in the following person?
懂英文的不多。
You don't need to know English much.
数学不太好的也欢迎。
And even though you're not good in math, you're welcome.
念大学念到一半被当掉的，也没有问题。
You flunked out of college, that's fine.
你是这个怎么可能啊
？It's impossible.
哎，你想搞垮这个公司的话，就这样开啊
？Of course, if you want to ruin the company, of course you can hire such people.
那为什么 God 开他的公司的时候，他反过来了
？And how come God wants God want to open his company?He made the qualification in such way.
因为他接着他这样说。
Because the following.
来，神却来一起来读。
It's reading Chinese first.
神却拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。他也拣选世上卑贱的，叫人被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
Okay, let's read the English together. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 to 29. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put shame to the things which are mighty, and the bad things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen.The things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, and no flesh shall glory in his presence.
上帝说，我偏偏就要选择很普通的人。
Indeed, God set his mind, saying, I am going to choose ordinary people.
如果我选的都是哈佛的话，
If I only elect Harvard graduates,
其他人都会将荣耀归给哈佛。
Then people are going to turn all the glory to Harvard.
却归给 MIT.
Or turn the glory to MIT.
Cornell. 抱歉，不小心讲到你的学校。
Excuse me if I name your school.
或者很抱歉，我还没有提到你的学校。
Or excuse me if I haven't mentioned your school.
我在两年前，在我爸爸妈妈的教会，有一天吃中饭。
About 2 years ago, I was eating lunch in my parents', church.
那有一个年长的就跟我讲一句话。
There was an elder came to me and said,
他知道我过去也有科技的背景，也有其他的做事的经验，然后奉献成为牧师传道人。
He knew my background that I used to be a scientist, and he knew my education background, and later I offered myself to become a full-time minister.
哦，他说你的牺牲奉献真的是很可佩啊。
And he said, I really admire you for your sacrifice.
我那时候就跟他讲一句话。
Then I respond to him.
我说，因为你这样说是因为你不认识他是谁。
The reason why you say this is because you don't know who he is.
如果今天 President Obama然后打个电话给我的小孩，说请我的女儿去做他的助理，或者胡锦涛总书记，请 George 的小孩到党中央做他的秘书，或者马英九总统打个电话来说，请你们全家搬到台北，那然后你会怎么 respond？
Just imagine if President Obama give your child a call saying, I would like to ask him or her to become my personal assistant. Or President Hu in China call your children, say, I would like to ask them to be my secretaries. Or today, we find out President Ma in Taiwan ask you for your whole family to move to Taiwan to work for high officials. How would you respond?
你们会怎么回应?
How would you respond?
你说不行啦, 我喜欢住在Poughkeepsie啦。
And you say, no, I really like Poughkeepsie.
你要付我多少钱啊?
It really depends how much you're going to pay me.
Yeah. 当然高兴得不得了嘛,
of course, you might shout for joy.
然后就谁会说, 哎呦, 你的牺牲好大。
And nobody will say, oh, you have sacrificed so much.
为什么等到上帝来叫人的时候, 人家觉得说, 哎呦, 你牺牲好大。
Why people will view people who offered themselves to God thinking this is a sacrifice?
你如果觉得是 sacrifice, 因为你根本不认识他是谁, 才会这样吗?
The reason why you think it is a sacrifice because we don't know who he is.
上帝请的这些人啊, 如果是开公司的话, 这些人都会把他公司搞垮了, 你知道吗?
Of course, when God hired those people, they are going to ruin the entire company.
因为有智慧不多, 有尊贵的不多, 有能力的也不多啊。
Because there are not many who are mighty, who are wise, who are noble.
上帝叫我们去服侍他, 不是我们牺牲啊。
When we are asked to serve him, it's not not we are sacrificing.
Not our sacrifice.
It's not our sacrifice.
But he is. 是他的牺牲啊。
He is sacrificing.
他搞一个公司, 搞这些乱七八糟的, 乱搞的, 他还给我们机会。
He is founding a company asking those who are weak to handle the company. That is his sacrifice.
他偏偏喜欢这样做。
And yet, he favored to do such thing.
因为, 没有一个人在他面前能够来抢夺他的荣耀。
Because no one can declare glory before him.
在这里是让我们看见第二个重点是软弱反而会进入上帝的大能。
Then we go to the second point is that weakness actually leads to power.
我们来读第二哥伦多前书二章一到五节 来。
And let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
来,弟兄们,从前我到你们那里去,并没有用高言大志,对你们宣传神的奥秘,因为我曾定了主意,在你们中间不知道别的,只知道耶稣基督,并他钉十字架。Let
us read in English together. And I, brothers, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他说,使徒保罗到了哥林多这个大都会,到这个Corinthian这个Metropolitan的时候,
When Apostle Paul came to Metropolitan area of Corinth,
他说他并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
He said he did not come with excellence of speech.
因为他这个人呢, 其实有非常才高八斗,有非常深厚的学识。
And actually, Paul is well educated. He has a full knowledge of many things.
他精通好几种国家的语言。
He is excellent in many languages.
他的背景家世又非常的为当时候的法利宗教人士所看好。
And he was born of a noble family, were considered highly in his religious background.
所以他原本可以来卖弄他的学识, 他可以讲到科学, 讲到他的工作, 讲到他的头衔, 讲到他的家世, 讲到他的血统, 他说, 我定了主意,
he has all rights to show off his education, his knowledge, his family background, his excellence in so many different ways. And yet, he said he committed himself not to show off any of this.
他说,我曾定了主意在你们中间,不知道别的,只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And he has set his mind. He said, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他偏偏要这么做。
He determined to do this.
你知道他所面对的是什么?
Do you know what he was facing?
好, 接着, 这段圣经就讲到, 他其实去到他们中间的时候，他自己的情绪跟情感是这样的。
And this passage describes how he feel at the time.
他说：“我在你们那里又软弱，又惧怕，又甚战惊。”
He said, "I was with you in weakness, in fear, in much trembling."
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个地方啊的人的这个教会的人是一个大教会，那里面的恩赐有能力的有尊贵的不少啊。
Because in the church in Corinth were full of many mighty people with educated with eloquent in speech.
那有名的讲员来来去去也多的是啊。
And they may invite different famous speakers and come and go.
那个不同的有名的讲员在那个教会都有他们的粉丝团呢。
And they have different fans for different speakers.
所以呢，有的 fans 是 Peter 的 fans.
So some of the people consider it fans of Peter.
有的人又是其他人的 fans.
And the other might go for another speaker.
那的保罗来到这种地方的时候，他觉得，哎呦，这些是不好搞的人物啊。
And when Peter came, he came in trembling.
那我也不知道你们教会有没有什么，你们的是属于谁的 fans。
And he has no idea which part of the congregation belongs to which person.
但是他定义做一个 choice.
And however, he made his mind.
他说我说的话讲得到不是用智慧委婉的言语乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。
He said, I come in demonstration in the spirit and the power.
所以他说我所讲的话所分享的不是用智慧言语乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。
So he said, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the spirit and of power.
Demonstration of the spirit and power. 他是真真实实把他带来上帝的见证跟同在。
So his presence demonstrate the presence of the Lord and his power.
他因为他心里面有一个他定义的一个心愿一个目的是要这些人听到的人的信最后听完他的讲道听完他的教导以后会将荣耀归给上帝使叫他们的信仰不在乎人的智慧只在乎神的大能
So he set his mind only demonstrate the power from God so that people will once they accept this gospel they will turn glory to God alone and not to any human
而且他们的信仰的根基是因为上帝。
Because then the root of their faith is deepened and dependent on God.
而不会说是因为保罗的学识很丰富。
Not because of the eloquent words of Paul.
因为我很服保罗，所以保罗信什么我就信什么。
I really admire Paul's education and knowledge, and therefore I've been persuaded by Paul.
所以保罗说他 no, not like that. 保罗他的信念是这样的。
And therefore, this is what Paul has in mind.
哥林多后书一章十二节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
他说我们所夸的是自己的良心见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实在世为人不靠人的聪明乃靠神的恩惠像你们更是这样
For our boasting is this the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity not with flesh with fleshly wisdom but with the grace of God and more abundantly towards you
说在世为人不靠人的聪明乃靠神的恩惠
Not with fleshly wisdom but by the grace of God
这个道理特别在我们这样一个教育背景的环境中间格外有他的提醒
And this becomes a very solemn reminder to all of us who are learned
我想在我们当中呢都不只是 above average 而已的这个聪明智慧
I believeAlmost all of you, you are not just merely above average.
我们都是相当的有聪明跟训练跟科技的程度的。
I believe many of you have been disciplined in terms of learning and in the science field.
但是我告诉你，这个有可能是你的 strength， 也有可能是你的最 weak 的地方。
However, I would like to remind you, this can be your strength.At the same time, can become your weakness.
因为这个很可能是让我们觉得最 reliable, 你自己最有 confidence 的地方。
Because this may become your comfort zone, and you think you can rely on it.
然后觉得这样子的聪明应该是这样做，应该是这样才对。
And you assume you can rely on your own ability.
所以你想不明白的不够有经验的事情，你因为你 calculate 那个 risk， 因此你不可能 jumping 进去。
And therefore, you constantly calculate all the options, and therefore, you won't jump into something that requires faith.
因为过去靠自己这个上面已经达到某一些的 achievement 了。
Because you have depend on your own ability, you experience some achievement.
所以什么时候能够依靠神的恩惠呢？
And therefore, when can you find an opportunity to rely on God alone?
除非 medical 的 doctor 跟你说 I'm sorry, insurance 跟你说 No way.
Your medical doctor declares some bad news to you, say there's no way.
总是我们会用我们的聪明，赶快想办法去解决各样的事情。
Otherwise, we will think of all different human ways try to solve problems by our own experiences.
我们看看保罗他经历过什么样的 experience.
And let us see what Paul has experienced before.
哦，哥林多后书十二章八到十节。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 to 10.
来，我们一起来读。来，为这事，我三次求过主。叫这次离开我，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的。”好，先停一下翻译。
Let us read in English the first verse. Concerning these things, I plead. Concerning these things, I pleaded with the Lord three times that he might depart from me.
好，保罗他遇见一个什么样的一个状况
？So what condition was Paul under?
保罗他有相当多的机会，他的祷告蒙上帝的应允，常常有神迹出现。
Paul was a mighty man. His prayer often being heard by God, and many times he experienced miracles.
但是就是有一个状况，他祷告很多次，祷告三次，神都说不行。
And however, there's a situation he was under that he has been praying for three times, and yet God did not answer.
距离解经的的学者说大概有两种的状况。
And several scholars and theologians think there might be three troubles.
Two
kind of trouble that he might be under.
一个呢是他可能他眼睛有病。
One is there might be some illness about his eyes.
所以他祷告三次那个都不好。
That he has been praying for his eyesight three times and yet were not healed.
他为别人祷告，很多疾病都好了。
And yet, at the same time, when he prayed for other people, and other people's disease got healed.
还有死人，他祷告灵魂回去，或者这个人不死，他还不还这个事情都发生过。
And even he has prayed, and someone who died and resurrect.
或者是说，那个时候他被那个犹太教的犹太人逼迫到各个地方，人家想要杀他，想要害他，想要打他。
Or at the time, he could be under a situation that he has been persecuted.Being chased by the fellow Jews.
他其实非常的痛苦。
So that he was under a lot of stress and
trouble. 所以他祷告神啊，求你使这些事情停下来，可不可以？
And he prayed to the Lord, say, Lord, could you make this away from me?
奇怪了，主回答他的祷告。
And yet, strangely enough, God indeed answered his prayer.
但是他的 answer 是这样的。
And however, his answer is like this.
他说他对我说我的恩典是够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
And God said to Paul, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Oh, I'm sorry, 是在 weakness 啊，是主耶稣就直接回答他，他说我的恩典够你用，我要把你留在这个 situation， 因为在这个 situation 之下，我会给你一个 extra measure of grace。这个时候，我会带领你过去，但是这个环境我不会挪开。
And indeed, Jesus answered him personally, say, "My grace is sufficient for you. I'm going to ask you to be stuck in the situation. For under such condition, I can give you extra grace, so you can go through the situation. And yet, I will not remove the situation."
我不知道每一个人的现在的状况。
I don't know about your personal situation right now.
也许有一些情况你也祷告了。
Maybe you have been praying for your own difficulties at this time.
也许有些状况神帮助我们把这个状况解决了。
Maybe sometimes God did remove the difficulties you were facing.
但是也有可能奇怪，这个环境一直没有改变。
And sometimes you realize the situation were not changed.
然后神说，我就把你放在那里。
And God said, "Stay here, don't move."
Are you happy with that?
Will you be happy with this?
你会很高兴，说我祷告好多次，上帝都说仍然停在这里。
Will you jump for joy and say, "Hallelujah, that God, you made me stay in the situation?"
但是保罗他这么说。
And however, this is what
他经过的，他就说，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
And so Paul say, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches.
我以前看到这个圣经，我觉得这个人是不是神经出毛病了、
啊、？And sometimes in the past when I read about this passage, I think. What was Paul mad?
这个 insane. Are you crazy? 这你说你干还这样子，你很高兴还 enjoy.
And it looks like he said, "I take pleasure."
对他这边说，我为基督缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。
He said, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs." In persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake.
他说的英文在另外一个地方说 ，I delight in 这个 following.
And therefore, is a translation. I delight in such a situation.
我想请问我们中间做太太的。
Let me ask all the wives among us.
有一天你先生回来了。
And if one day your husband came back home.
哦，我今天好高兴啊。
And he said, "Oh, I'm so happy today."
他说什么事啊？
And you ask what happened?
Oh, 我今天被 IBM fire 了。
That I've been laid off by IBM.
Oh, 走的时候那个同事都笑我。
And all my coworker ridicule me and laugh at me.
Oh, 我今天在门口这个回到家的时候，离开车门又摔了一跤。
And as I came back home, I fell down when I got out of the car.
Oh, 我今天好高兴啊。
I'm so happy. I'm such a delight.
你太太们会觉得什么
if wives, how would you respond?
你赶快打911把丈夫送到医院去吧。
Immediately you probably pick up the phone, call 911, call someone to send your husband to madhouse.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
如果你丈夫在家里
if your husband are home,
那太太回来了。
And your wife came back.
我说今天好高兴啊。
And wife said, "Oh, I'm so happy today."
今天下车的时候，那衣服都破了。
And when I get off the car, my clothes were torn apart.
我要去买裤子的时候，那个钱包被偷了。
And as I was about to purchase some pants in department store, my purse got stolen.
我要打电话报警的时候，在学校打电话来。
And I was about to pick up the phone to call a police.The school call.
说我们的小孩在学校捣蛋，那个学校要 suspend 他。
And saying our children got trouble in school and got suspended in school.
哦，今天是这个今年我最快乐的一天。
And such a wonderful day, the most delight day of the year.
你说是 crazy 太太，我都你疯了。哎，但是保罗怎么说
？And yet we look at Paul.
他说我为基督的缘故。
He say all of this.For Christ's sake,
他说这些的苦难如果跟上帝跟基督有关系的话
，He say all the troubles, all the difficulties, if they are related to God,
他说我感觉非常的喜乐
，He say I have full of joy inside of me.
我跟大家说，我今天要跟大家讲的就是接下来的最重要的这几句话。
Then I'm going to follow, share with you the most important thing in the followingmessage.
因为保罗进入一个领域是你我一直没有办法进入的领域。
Because Paul has entered a zone that none of us has ever experienced before.
他说因为我什么时候软弱什么时候就刚强了。
Because Paul has experienced that whenever I'm weak, then I am strong.
因为他的 vulnerability 让上帝来复辟的时候，他进入一个不是他 comfort zone 的时候，他就因着上帝的时候，他经过几次的 experience 的时候，他 enter 一个超自然的领域了。
Because Paul, through several experiences, he has entered a supernatural zone that whenever he was weak were vulnerable that God covered him.
就好像这个宇宙啊，有一些的洞。
Just like there were holes in the universe.
你当你进去这个洞的时候，就跑到另外一个领域去。
That once you enter that hole, you actually enter into another dimension.
但是这个进入这个 hole 的时候呢，都要经过一个，就是你的 vulnerability。
And however, once before entering the hole, you have to experience your own weakness.
这个 weakness 和 vulnerability 是交在 Christ 的手中，在基督的手中的时候，你就会进到另外一个领域。
And however, if you lay your weakness and vulnerability in God's hand, in Christ's hand, then He is going to enable you to enter into another dimension.
所以我们很多人有一些人的属灵状况，你一直都达不到，你可能停在一个知识的光景，你可能因为你的聪明，因为你的智慧，你就一直不太能够将你的 vulnerability, 将你的 weakness 交在上帝的手中，因此一口气进入一个你从来达不到的境界。
And therefore, many of us have a spiritual, we stuck.Into some spiritual ceiling, we could never break through because we never willing to offer our own weakness and vulnerability in Christ's hand.
因为这一种的领域是在基督彰显，是恰恰好是借着我们的软弱而进去的。
Because the might and glory of Christ will be only be manifest through our own weakness.
我在过去这几年中间。
In the past years,
我好几次进入一个我非常 vulnerable 的 situation.
Oftentimes, I have experienced some critical point of my life which were vulnerable to me.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
我可能非常的会非常的惨。
I might be a deep trouble.
那些都不是我有经验的。
And I may enter some situation which I have no experience of.
是我没有把握的。
Which I have no confidence.
是我必须要冒险的。
That I need to take risk.
我有几次我甚至拿个那个毛毯，我在飞机上，我拿毯子盖到我头上，我在里面哭。
And even I have once I put a blanket on my head on the airplane, I start to weep.
因为我知道我要进入一个领域，一个非常 vulnerable 的领域。
Because I know I'm going to put myself in a very dangerous and risky situation.
我后来发现一件事，当我为基督的缘故。
And however, when I realized if I did this for Christ,
我可能要卖房子，要抵押才有办法。
And I realized I need to get the second mortgage to foreclose my house.
Yeah, if something happened, I need to risk my property for Christ.
For.
所以我有几次的时候，而且我知道有一些人betray我，就在最需要帮忙的时候，他突然的撤退。
And I also realized when I need people's help the most, some of my dearest friends, they start to retreat.And betrayed me.
如果我要进去，要真正做成一个大事，我必须要冒险，而且很可能是一个傻瓜 ，end up 是个 fool.
And I might need to risk it all if I want to do something for God, and I may end up as a fool.
但是每一次 ，almost
However,
every time,
every single time,
我现在发现一件事情。
I realize,
我常常在上帝面前说 ，I'm a fool.
And I stand before the Lord, say, Lord.Yes, I'm a fool.
我不过是个小蚂蚁。
I'm just a little ant.
我不过是个小灰尘。
And I'm just a dust.
我在你手中。
When I'm in your hand.
随便你要干什么。
You can do whatever you want.
每一次。
Every single time.
上帝带领我过去。
That God will carry me through.
好几次我就说，哇，捏一把冷汗。
Many times I've been through a situation of being cold sweat.
这上帝现在用我，不是用我的 strength， 是用我的 weakness.
I realized God was using my weakness, not my strength.
我也不太在意我的名誉，我的面子。
I no longer care about my name, my pride, and my faith.
My reputation. 因为他搞砸的话 ，reputation 也完了。
Because once I ruin it, I will ruin my entire reputation.
我跟你说 ，reputation is what?
And I say, what So what about reputation?
我跟上帝说，我常常晚上祷告跟上帝说， 我的都是你的， 我的生命是你的， 我的钱是你的， 我的 reputation 也是你的。
And I pray to God many nights, say, God, my life is yours, my property is yours, my reputation is yours.
我有几次要跟人家 confrontation.
And several times I need to confront with someone.
我搞砸了的话， 我自己也很 in big trouble.
If I fail, I might put myself into a big trouble.
但是我说， and so what?
Then I say to myself, then so what?
我该做的事情我就去做吧。
If this is something that I should do, then I need to do it.
如果我calculate一大堆的话，
If I calculate all the parameters and all the possibilities,
我看这些事情没几个事情我敢干了。
Then I realize nothing I can do.
我根本本身就是个念书人。
I myself is a studious person.
这个念书人就是书的念的越多胆子越小。
And I'm a bookworm. The more I study, the less courageous I become.
Yeah. 所以我就要跟大家分享的是愿意把你自己放在一个为上帝 vulnerable 的 situation.
What I'm going to encourage you is put yourself in a situation that you can be weak or vulnerable.
你们现在开始这个新的教会本身就是一个 courageous 的 move.
When you have a new church here itself, the step you took itself is a courageous move.
把自己放在一个未知的环境里面。
You put yourself in a very risky situation.
一定不像以前的comfort zone, 像各个的方面都已经条件都非常 established, 来得好。
You no longer experience, enjoy the comfort situation you used to have.
你也不知道其他人怎么 talk about you.
You don't know how other people may talk about you behind you.
And so what?
So what?
就把自己放在一个你前过去从来没有去尝试的环境里面。
Why don't you
for Christ?
Offer yourself in a strange situation in being weak for Christ.
就在你软弱中间, 上帝显明他的大能。
That God will show his...
但是在很多的环境里面, 我们都希望人家让我们 look good.
We all want to look good before others.
但是上帝要做大事。
However, God wants you to do mighty things.
要用你愿意将你的 vulnerability, 将你的 weakness expose 出来。
God is asking you to be willing to offer your weakness and expose your vulnerability to others.
你将会经历这个。
Then you will experience the following.
今天跟大家分享的软弱的大能。
Today as I share the power of weakness.
大能看起来是软弱的。 是主耶稣挂在木头上。
The power seems to be weak when Jesus was hanging on the cross.
但是软弱却把我们带到另外一个上帝复辟你跟你最close的领域。
And however, the weakness itself enables God to carry you into the dimension that God's presence will cover you.
我在全职服事之前,
Before I commit myself for full-time ministry,
我有一段时间觉得自己蛮qualified来服事上帝的。
I say to myself, I think I'm kind of qualified to become a full-time minister.
我其他的条件都还不错。
I think I'm qualified in several ways.
所以在里面也有一点的自己的骄傲。
And therefore, there is some pride in me.
但是没想到1989年我发现了一件事情。
And however, the year 1989, I find out there was something.
就是啊, 在人面前, 人模人样的我,
That is, even though I behave as some decent person before others,
居然我里面有evil spirit.
I realize there is evil spirit in me.
原来我过去去拜偶像, 没有信耶稣以前拜偶像。
Then I retreat my memory, I realized in the past, I have been to temples and I worship idols.
然后我在年轻的时候，他想了很多色情的事情。
And when I was young, I thought about pornography.
然后我有自私，我有仇恨。
And there was hatred, there was selfishness.
还有很多事情，我爸妈家里人都不知道的事情。
And there are many things I hid from my family.
没有想到八九年，在一个聚会意外的场合中间。哇！发现这些的邪灵，他们在原来在我的生命中间。
And the year in 1989, in a very special Christian meetings, I all of a sudden I realized they were evil spirit within me.
哎，请你相信我，我跟你大概也受差不多的这个科技的训练。
Please believe me, I received similar education background as you guys.
我不是说一个神道道、神经兮兮的事情。
I'm not here to tell you something far-fetched.
是真的，圣经说的那个邪灵就在人的生命中间的事情，居然那个人是我。
And it was recording the Bible that people can be possessed by evil spirit. Then all of a sudden I realized that person is me.
那我是什么？
And who am I then?
我到底是什么人？
Who am I?
我发现我不过是一个罪人。
Then I realized,I'm merely a sinner.
所以我那个时候我在清早的时候我五点多就起来读圣经。
And in the morning, I woke up 5 o'clock in the morning, I started to study Bible.
以前我才不喜欢看诗篇呢。
And actually in the past, I neglect books of Psalm.
那些诗哪里有中国古诗来的有趣味啊。
And I say Psalm, it's considered as a secondary writing compared to Chinese poetry.
如果要什么诗，我最喜欢的是打油诗。
If there is anything I like, I'd rather think about some Chinese old saying.
但是我那个时候打开圣经的时候，我就因为在我最人生最 brokenness、最绝望、最觉得 very low self esteem 的时候，我突然能够明白上帝的慈爱跟诗篇里面说什么了。
And all of a sudden, while I was in the lowest point of my life, when I was in despair, when I opened the psalm, I realized God's word started to enlighten me.
因为我一面看一面哭。
And when I read, I started to weep.
因为我后来读一读的时候，我发现有另外一个人比我哭得更厉害。
And as I was reading, I find out there is another person weeping even harder than me.
原来那就是 King David, 就在诗篇里面说他哭得比我更厉害。
I find out the person is King David who was weeping even harder than me.
因为他说他哭到一个程度，他的眼泪把床榻把它飘起来。
He said he cries to a point that his tears can flow his bed.
哇，我觉得这个家伙比我还会哭。
He said, well, this person is...weeping even harder than me.
啊，那时候我突然进到诗篇里面去了，我突然明白了那些在跟从上帝的人，他的 brokenness, 他的渴望，他的拯救，他的呼喊，他的眼泪。Now I understand it.
And during my low point, once I read the Bible, all of a sudden I can enter the scripture, and I all of a sudden understand what they were thinking.
然后我经历上帝的 restoration, 他重新造我这个人，重新把调整我这个人，我成为一个在他面前比较 humble 的人。
Then I was being restored by God, and gradually I came being molded into a merely a little bit humble person than before.
我今天要跟大家分享的。
What I want to share with you.
将你的面子放下。
That put down your face.
离开你的 comfort zone.
Depart from your comfort zone.
有一些 risk.
Yes, indeed, there are risks.
为了上帝的缘故。
Yet, for Christ's sake.
生命算什么？
What's the big deal about life?
钱财算什么？
What's the big deal about money?
名誉算什么？
What's the big deal about reputation?
当你敢放下来，这个时候进入上帝的轨道的时候。
If you have courage to put on, to lay this down and enter God's way,
你会经历上帝的能力护庇你。
Then you will experience God's mighty power that He's going to cover you.
这个 is much better, 让你凡事顺利，比你凡事顺利还更加的有意义。
And this will bring much force more meaningful than just being prosperous in this life.
所以我现在开始每次遇到一些困难的时候
And therefore when I experience difficulties in this day
是我心里面有一个复杂的一种情节
There's a complexity inside of my heart
觉得哇头痛的事情又来了
And I say oh here comes again
但是在我心里有一个快乐
And yet there's a delight in my heart
我又有机会经历上帝的大能了
I can experience the might of God once more.
For Christ, and so what?
If it is for Christ, so what?
I'm a fool for Christ.
I want to be a fool for Christ.
And whose fool are you? 你愿意成为属什么的傻瓜吗？让我们一起祷告。
What type of fool would you like to be, then?
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们来到你面前。
Lord, we come before you.
谢谢你过去赐给我们很多的恩赐跟能力。
We thank you for all the gifts and power that you have given us.
但是我们也知道，在你面前，这个其实本为愚拙。
And yet we realize all of this can be seen foolish before you.
本不算什么。
There were nothing.
我们现在来到你面前。
Now we want to come before you.
来到十字架面前。
Come before the cross.
来到我们对我们所有都知道的主面前
To come to the Lord who knows us all
我们将我们的软弱虚伪在你面前
We lay down our weakness before you
愿意你护庇我们
We ask for your cover
我们不求 situation 被你 remove
We don't ask the difficulties and trouble situation to be removed.
但是我们要求你就在这个患难过程中间你要显出你的大能。
And yet we demand your glorious might to manifest in the situation.
所以使得其他人将这个成就能荣耀不归给我们而归给你。
So that people will not turn the glory to us but to you.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
你自己鼓励我们每一位。
May you encourage us all
安慰我们
to comfort us
使我们有勇气有信心
so that we can be courageous and
谢谢主
faithful. Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.